Good morning. There we go. It's good to see everybody here today on this Mother's Day. It just feels like we're in the middle of May, doesn't it? You know, 48 degrees and rain. Oh, man, but it's good. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we are so thankful for you here today. And we have a lot that we have on our slate for this morning. And the first thing that we're going to do is just we continue to rejoice in what God does in our midst and adding to his church family, adding to his body. And so I'm going to ask Mariah Fox if she would go ahead and come on up here next to me. You know Mariah very well as her family, her mom and dad. Pray for them. They're on their way back from Lynchburg. They had to run a long errand for their son Josiah here this morning. So that's where they are. Just keep them in your prayers. But Mariah has become actively involved in our church, and of course she's grown up here, and I've spoken with her. She affirms her salvation in Jesus Christ. She's followed the Lord in believer's baptism, and she has it pressed upon her heart to join here and become a member officially. She goes, not just mom and dad, you know, just her own, and becoming a member of Clinton Bible Fellowship. So we present her to membership for you today and ask you to pray over that throughout the week. And if there is something that you need to talk to, I need to say this to your mom and dad too. If there's anything that you need to talk to me about, you can come do that in the privacy of my office. And then we will welcome her and affirm her officially next Sunday. But let's pray here for Mariah this morning. Lord Jesus, we come before you, and it is a blessing to see what you do and to continue to receive your blessings, Lord, and not just secluded to numerics. We're not a country club. We've said that many times. But God, we do rejoice that people are drawn to the Holy Spirit of God. And Father, I pray that we all would exude that. And Lord, I pray now for Mariah that you would give her strength. I know she's not feeling good this morning. Strengthen and heal her. And God, in all that she does in the ministry here for your work, for your glory, I pray that she would just keep her eyes focused upon you, guide and direct her steps. And Lord, I pray that you would just continue to mold her into the image that you would have her to be. For the cause and the kingdom of Jesus, we pray all these things. Amen. You know, this morning I wanted to share a couple of verses with you. We're going to our main service this morning. We're going to be focusing in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. But you know, I was reading through some things and studying for that and just the context of 2 Corinthians. Paul writes something there in chapter 4. He says, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. And he goes on a little bit more, but then the verse that has always stood out to me, has been a great encouragement to me as a dad, as a husband, as a pastor. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I don't know where you are this morning. Maybe you're feeling a little bit like Paul. You're a little bit hard-pressed and on each side, but I just want to encourage you, you're not abandoned, you're not forsaken. You're not completely destroyed as a child of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you today, do not lose heart. I used to look at the boys, especially on the football field, when things weren't going well especially. They'd look over to the sideline and look to me, and we had a little sign between us that I told them. I said, there will be people who are faster than us, maybe bigger than us, maybe stronger than us, but nobody will outwork us, okay? Because Furchases are, where are my boys? Oh, here's... Here we go. Where are they? I'm looking for them. You know, we're what? We're all a heart. Don't lose heart. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep pushing. And so I just extend that to you this morning in Jesus Christ in the spiritual battle. Hey, listen, I got one person that's following, all right? We're in Jesus Christ. Don't give up. Don't quit. But just as we begin our services this morning, I want to take everything before the Lord and give you an opportunity, the stillness and privacy of your heart and your mind, to pray before the Lord and just to be encouraged in your heart and your situation here today. Almighty, infinite Father, we do come before your throne of grace and mercy and power. We thank you and praise you, God, that manifold times, again and again through your word, you encourage us and strengthen us not to lose heart. Don't quit. Don't stop. Keep fighting. Keep pushing forward. And God, at times that is hard. That is difficult. That's one of the reasons you gave us that message of hope and the message of encouragement. You knew we were going to come up against difficult times. And I just pray for anyone here today that is experiencing some of those difficulties in whatever capacity it may be. God, I pray that we all would not lose heart, but that we would turn to our source of power and victory and strength, the one, the only Lord and God of our salvation, the God of this universe, our Savior Jesus Christ, that you would grant us your strength. May we know your peace and your presence and the presence of your peace today, that you would draw us close to you. Father, I pray that you would be exalted and glorified this morning through the sermon, through the singing, through communion, through all that we say and do. God, we need you. This is your church. We are your people to be used for your glory. So may you be pleased in all things this morning. For in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Messiah, we pray all things. Amen.
With worship this morning, and our first song is hymn number 357. You can use your hymnal or look at the words on the screen. We just finished up our ladies Bible study and we did the fruit of the Spirit, and we had different ladies each week sharing what God had given them on the different fruit, and I had the opportunity to do love, and so I had 87 verses I could have shared with you this morning before we sing about Christ's love for us, but I just picked one or passage.
today, let's see, what's today? May 14th. There's something that should trigger my mind, right? Mother's Day here today, May 14th, 2017. And so very thankful for our moms. I know I'm thankful for my mother, and I'm going to share some scripture with you here in just a moment. But we have a little special gift here, so we have some volunteers. So come on up there, ladies. And I'm going to ask all of our moms, if you would go ahead and stand to your feet right now, no matter where you're at. Don't be shy. Come on. Stand up. If you have to, wipe the baby drool off of the sleeve and maybe the husband drool. I don't know, whatever the case may be. And we just want to thank you for who you are. That's not enough. You know, I told Becca that's not enough to offer to you for all that you do, for all the things that we don't see you do. But we just thank you so much. And ladies, you can go ahead and pass out this special gift that we have now for you. And I just wanted to read a portion of Scripture. I think many times, you know, we go to a lot of things in Scripture and look for honoring our moms or dads, or the case may be. And there's a portion that always stood out to me that grabbed my attention, and I think that gets overlooked a lot. And it's from 2 Timothy chapter 3, as Paul is wrapping up his second letter there to Timothy as an encouragement to him. He tells him something here in verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And obviously, that was Paul himself. But I think Paul was referencing something deeper, because in verse 15, he says that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And if you go back to chapter 1 in his introduction there, Paul says in verse 3, I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. You see, the things that Paul encouraged Timothy to live out and encourages us as believers to live out, and he tells him there, as he's a young man going into ministry, and he tells us as Christians, hey, look, you need to remember the things that you've been taught from childhood. Where did they learn those things? From their mom, who learned from her mother. And when I reflect back on the life of my mother, and I'm thankful for her, I'm thankful also for her mom. I was thinking about that yesterday and this morning. I didn't know my dad's parents. I briefly remember my mom's parents. One of the things I remember about my grandmother, she was blind. And she was very quiet, and she just was very in tune with the Holy Spirit. She was a godly woman, and there were at times people would come and visit the house, and I just remember when she would leave, it was me and her a couple times, and my mom, and she would say, is that so-and-so? And mom would say, yes. And she's like, there's something wrong with that person. There's an evil there. There's a sin there. There's something there. And she would pray for those individuals. She would encourage mom, and I remember just the things that mom taught me, I know were passed on from her mother. And I'm so thankful that I had a mom who didn't quit. You know, we talked about hard times and being pressed on each side. And moms, I know that there are some times when it's like, if it's what I'm doing, is this really making an impact? Is it changing things? Is it making a difference? Keep pushing, keep pressing, but above all else, keep praying. I told my mom not to pray for me anymore when I was 18 years old and I walked out the door and went and joined the military and went to the other side of the world. And even though I told her that, she didn't quit praying. And because of her and her, had godly women who prayed me into the ministry, but prayed me right into alignment with Jesus Christ. And I just want to encourage you, and I want to thank each of you moms, grandmothers, thank you for what you do. Thank you for being godly examples, and don't give up. Don't quit. Don't lose hope. And we praise you, and we thank you through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we thank you thank him that he has blessed us with such godly women. Let's go before the Lord here in prayer this morning. Father, many blessings you have given to us. When I look back on the remembrance and the memorial that you've given to me through my mom, and I thank you for that. I thank you for that woman who prayed over everything. Most importantly, she prayed over her family. And I just pray for the mothers who are represented here today. God, would you bless them and nurture their spirit in a mighty way this day? I pray that they would be encouraged. Father, I pray that they would keep looking to you. And Father, I pray for the husbands and the dads and the children that we would thank our moms more than one day out of the year. May we cherish them and nurture them and love on them. Father, I pray that you would just continue to exalt your name through these godly women here in our church. God, I thank you for the ladies' Bible study. I thank you for women who are passionate about you. I pray that you would continue to stoke that fire in their hearts. Lord, I love you. Thank you again for your continued blessings. And we ask the same upon this service. For your glory, we ask it. Amen. Rick.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day again. If you get the Action Facts magazine, I was reading this morning, there's a great article about the outstanding mothers in the Bible. So I don't get it. I don't know if we have copies here or not, but try to get a hold of one. And it just lists many of the mothers that had a very important role in Bible history. And, you know, we all have great moms, I'm sure, but there's no better mom than the one that honors God and brings up the children honoring God. Amen. All right, a couple of quick announcements. If you're a visitor, please fill out a connection card. It's in the pew in front of you and put that in the offering plate as the ushers come by in just a minute. And a couple of quick announcements. Ladies' Tea is next Saturday, the 20th, and you can still sign up. I believe today is the deadline to sign up for that. So please, in the foyer, there's a sign-up sheet. And ladies, if you're interested in being part of that, get your name on that list. And also on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, is our picnic and service first, and then picnic at Hammonasset State Park. There's a sign-up sheet for that, too, in the foyer, so please get your name on that. Now, the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's please stand, and we'll recite together Romans 8:28. It's up on the screen there. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. And Gary, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great nation we live in where we're free to openly worship you. We thank you for those who serve and protect our freedoms. Now this morning, Lord, we thank you for your blessings and provisions. You've abundantly blessed us. And we ask that as we turn these tithes and offerings to you, Lord, that you would use them